This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Okay, Joey Pals, presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer in the Palm Springs International Airport, they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Volunteer Airport Navigator Program. Over 93,000 hours of volunteer time since 2002. I didn't know we had volunteers at the airport. There's so much I don't know. The website is flypsp.com.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
Okay, in the treasure chest, Camelot Theaters, go to the movies, home of the best popcorn. More food, I'm going to fade away here. Yeah, right. PSCulturalCenter.org, 325-6565. Gift certificate to JT's Diner. That's the other half of our restaurant of the week, which was Maracas. And then JT's Diner is also part of that ownership group. I wish I'd owned restaurants. That would work for you and me, wouldn't it, Robert?
Successful restaurants.
Oh, okay. JTS, JT's Diner, palmdesert.com, 674-7600. Oh, and then the two restaurants that are owned by Dan Gore. This is all food. I may keep this. Lu Chow's, the new Chinese restaurant in the Rimrock Shopping Center. Website is luchowspalmsprings.com. 6550045.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And Dan's other restaurant, who doesn't know where Oscars is? And that's 325-1188, OscarsPalmSprings.com. Okay. How many children do you still have? Still have two.
Who that I know of?
I have. Does Kathy Allison have four? Yes. I think she has four. 5, 6, and my 3, 7, 8, 9. We'll take the 9th caller, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And I'll mail everything out to you unless I get really hungry. And after tomorrow, when I'll be a year older, then this radio show will be a year older, and we'll be in our 27th year. Couldn't have done it without you, Joey Pals. It's going quickly, but we're spending it together, aren't we? Okay, I know how you look forward to this, and you're saying, have her stop talking, get to the questions. Let's introduce Robert L. Firth from
the law offices of Robert L. Firth.
That'll work, won't it?
Cathedral City, California.
Turn your mic just a little. There you go.
All right.
Joey Pal questions. This was an interesting one. A Joey Pal wanted to know, there's so many homeless people. Don't they cross the line when it comes to civil disobedience or squatting or any criminal loitering charges?
I'm not sure there's very much in the way of criminal loitering that goes on anymore. It used to be, you know, 100 years ago, they had all these laws that were passed that said, you couldn't just hang out on the street corner or whatever. And those were all pretty much shot down by the courts because people have a constitutional right to come and go as they please.
Oh.
And the big problem with this homelessness situation, most of those people who are homeless, they either have a drug problem, an alcohol problem, or a PTSD problem. And back about 30, 40 years ago, the Supreme Court said you cannot hold somebody in a psychiatric facility against their will.
You cannot hold
unless they are an immediate threat to themselves or others.
Okay.
And, you know, just like the alcoholic, if he or she refuses treatment, there's not much you can do about it until they finally come to the realization they need help. One of the big problems with the homeless. And, I mean, the real solution is going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a bunch of social workers working these people. It's going to take cities who are setting aside places for them to live. You know, whether you build a, you know, a bunch of little mobile home park, or, you know, you take some of these containers from container ships and you rehab them into a place to live. And, but then you got to get them to go there, because a lot of those people don't want to. And, in, you know, and also in most of the places that do things like that, they have a strict policy, no drugs, no guns. And the people don't want to give up their drugs or their guns, and they just don't want to be told what to do or where to go. So they hang out on the street corner. And
wow.
Yeah. And I know it's, I hate to sound cruel and heartless, but I just don't give them money anymore because it encourages them.
It's better if you give them a coupon to food.
Yeah, exactly.
Than give them the money.
Yeah, give them a $5 coupon to McDonald's, right, or to something like that. But, you know, otherwise it's, and even then they're going to, might take them, sell them.
Sell them to get the drugs.
But, you know, there are certainly some people who are out there who they're just, you know, you've got a single mom, you know, with two or three kids, no money to be able to pay the rent or whatever. And but there are shelters out there that now a lot of them, they said, well, I don't feel safe in these shelters. Well, that's partly.
You feel safe on the street?
Yeah, that's part of the responsibility of the, you know, the local authorities to make sure those shelters are safe. But, you know, once again, takes a lot of money.
Can you, for instance, if I drive along and I see five or six homeless people who've set up a little tent city, can the city come along and strike that, or?
If it's on public property if it's on private property and the property owner complains, they can. But it is, you only say, well, where are these people going to go? They're just going to, you know, go a mile down the, you know, street and set up another one.
Good so question,
I
Joey
just,
Powell.
I wish there were a great solution for that. And I'm not sure there is, because, you know, you got to help people who want to be helped as part of it, but you also have to commit a significant amount of public resources, and a lot of people don't want to pay the taxes to solve the problem.
And the continuation of this question was the concern that the Joey Pal had about all the illegal aliens coming across the border who just compound the issue we already had.
I'm not aware of very many illegal aliens who are coming here and being homeless. I think
in Palm Springs, we don't.
I think that's a right wing myth.
And I haven't noticed that.
Most of the people who are coming across the border, all they want is a job and a way to better their lives, and they're doing jobs that a lot of other people don't want to do. You know.
Question number two from a Joey Pal, and you knew exactly what this was. The Crumbly case in Michigan. Will you tell me what the case is?
Yeah, this was the 16-year-old boy who went to school with a weapon that was actually procured for him by his parents.
I remember now.
And shot and killed four people and wounded a number more. And this past week, he went in before the judge and he pled guilty to the entire indictment.
Oh my.
Which is most unusual.
Yes.
Usually you like say, well, all right, we'll plead to the, you know, there it says.
You never told us.
Yeah,
that.
The lawyer says, you know, he goes, lawyer, get me the best deal you can, but I'm ready to plead. This guy just went in with full.
How old is he still?
He was 16, yeah.
He still is.
Yeah. And he was tried as an adult, because when you're under the age of, you know, 21, you can be, depending on the. There's basically, if you're over like 14 and under 21, you can be tried either as a juvenile or adult. When it's cases like murders and things like that, you're tried as an adult because you have a lot more defendant rights.
A lot more defendant rights.
If you're under 21 and you're being charged, as a juvenile delinquent. And it's usually in front of a judge, and it's an informal proceeding, and hearsay evidence is allowed. And then the judge makes a determination as to whether or not you're considered a juvenile delinquent. And then they can only, retain you until you're 21 years old.
Okay.
All right. So the other way is, no, we're going to try you as an adult. You know, you get legal counsel. You get, you know, you get right to confront your witnesses. You have the, you know, all the benefits of a criminal trial.
Okay.
And this guy pled. Now, the Supreme Court, for minors, you cannot give them the death penalty.
Okay.
And the court has also ruled you cannot give a minor life in prison without parole.
Wasn't there some aspect of that case where the parents were held?
And that's the other thing. The parents have also been you know, prosecuted for.
Okay.
I think he depraved
a minor.
Yeah. And that one, their lawyers have taken it up to the Supreme Court of Michigan to determine whether or not there's enough of a causation between what the kid did and what they did to enable it.
Did they know they bought him the gun?
My recollection is that they bought him the gun.
Did they know he took it?
That I don't think they knew. And I don't think, I mean, when you looked at his diaries, you could see this was a deeply disturbed young man.
Okay.
And he really needed psychiatric help. And I'm not clear as to whether how badly the parents knew it was, or if it was like, oh, no, this couldn't be that bad. We're just going to deny it. We're just going to pretend this is not really happening. But anyway.
So where is it today, dear?
Well, the son has pled guilty and is up for sentencing. And the two parents, they're waiting the ruling of the Michigan Supreme Court to determine whether or not there's enough of a connection between what they did and what the kid do that would, you know, meet the statutory requirement of depraved indifference, murder. So.
Can they be charged with murder? The parents?
It won't be murder. It's like depraved indifference causing the death of another person. Oh. So it's like third degree.
Good question.
Like, yeah.
We're almost out of time. Yeah. Okay, you got 3 minutes to do this one. A Joey Powell friend of Rick's was supposed to receive a certified check for over $100,000. It went through the U.S. mail. He never got it. He went to the post office. They said there's nothing they can do.
First of all, if indeed it was he was getting a certified check or a cashier's check.
Right.
How stupid would you be to send it through the regular mail? It's one thing to mail it, but put it in one of the mailing envelopes.
Oh, a certified envelope or something.
Yeah, where it's tracked. You know, and they have it tracked, and with certified mail, they have it tracked at every spot along the way. When it's deposited, when it goes onto the carrier truck, when it goes, you know, it's tracked the complete way.
I think they had done that because the Joey Powell said that, you know, where you sign for the the tracking, that card never came back.
Yeah.
So maybe the postman stole it? No.
You know, and the other thing is it real? Because there are so many scams out there.
Really?
Where people send, you know, they send a cashier's check, and sometimes it's unsolicited, or you get some email that says, we're sending you this check for $100,000 for whatever, and you get it, and then, or it just appears, you know, with no notice at all, and you call up and said, oh, that was sent by mistake. If you would be so kind, please deposit that in your personal bank account and send us a check back for $90,000, and you can keep $10,000 as a finder's fee to do that. And then it turns out that those cashier's checks were all fraudulent, you're still on the hook for the $90,000.
If that happens, I'll call you.
Yeah. And there's not much. So anything unsolicited checks like that, anything that comes in the mail like that, sounds too good to be true. You know, it is. So it's false. So
happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, where will you be?
I'm going to be at home. Okay. I have some friends coming over, and I'm not sure my sons are going to be able to make it, but they're going to come in, I think, the weekend before.
Phone number to continue the conversation.
760-770-4066. And my website is firthlaw.com. And you can contact me through that as well.
And you know you can Joey Powell the questions. Yeah. You're very good at that.
As long as I get them with enough time to just brush up.
But isn't it interesting?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is for you too.
Yeah.
Things you haven't thought about, because what is your expertise?
I do estate planning and bankruptcy.
Geez, we didn't go over that at all
today. No, and you know, I was a criminal prosecutor a long time ago, but that was, you know, when I was right out of law school, so.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT tours remind you there are 5 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents that I can name at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international and day excursions. And please consider going with me next March to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Qatar. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership. Astrology World News is her website. We're under the eighth sign of Scorpio. Yes, we are. Until November 21st. Scorpio, if that's your rising sign and your sun sign, you usually trust your intuitions. However, if you have a Scorpio moon, you often go for the emotions first, which cause stress. Scorpios will finally realize they can solve any problem trusting their intuition, which they must do for the next 2 months. Phone Dana, no matter what your sign is, 442-226-6378, and a reading from her is a great Christmas gift. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, DWA.org, reminds you there are new water restrictions, and I'm having trouble changing the timer on my clock because the time changed. Oh, my stars, no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Call dwa.org/save. Go there for more information. And if you call them, they'll send somebody out to help you with the clock. Just Fabulous has that darling website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Get ready for Christmas with their fabulous selection of ornaments that always sell out. They're probably selling out as we speak. 20% off all Christmas trees. And they have a huge order of books, gifts, candles, and more for birthdays, weddings. I have a daughter who had the audacity to be born December 22nd. So I always overcompensate for her birthday. So don't forget the birthdays and anniversaries and all of those things that go on during the more visible holidays. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, LALOVisions.com. Lalo says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what your life holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, I got the hiccups, at 401-1810 or visit his website for more information. Let me do the number again, 401-1810 or the website lalovisions.com. And this is a great gift idea. As Pat Boone says, you'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has a special holiday schedule during Thanksgiving holiday weekend. From the 24th through the 27th, the first tram up is at 8 a.m. and the last tram down, that's the one you need to be concerned with, is at 9:30 p.m. And there's also ride and dine with the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe. That's a lovely gift idea too. We don't need ties and socks and perfume. Something different. Okay, and that's pstramway.com. And then let's go to the movies. Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theater, the home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley. psculturalcenter.org. Pick from these things. Sundays with Keisha D, that's every week. Monday, Mon Petit Salon is every Monday. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor is every Tuesday. Wednesdays, Life with a Cabaret, selected Wednesdays. Thursdays, Cocktail Classics is selected Thursdays. And then there's those great movies and that great popcorn. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Thus, end a rather entertaining reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Tomorrow, Joey Pals, talk of stars for the whole hour, Craig Prater. Until then, you be well and all the best.